Even een gelukkige verjaardag wensen aan een muzikant in Ierland, Neil Hannon.
Radio 1.
Time out. Happy birthday to you. You just turned 50, eh?
That is the case, yes. I don't know what to think about that. Anyway, thank you very much.
Have you been celebrating any way?
I had a wonderfully sort of old person birthday. Opened my one present of some new boots from my girlfriend and went for a nice walk and had some champagne at lunch, which was quite special.
Een nieuw paar laarzen en champagne bij de lunch. Ja, hoe ouder je wordt, hoe soberder de dingen. Nee, dit heeft ook alles wellicht te maken met dit COVID-jaar. Neil Hannon, de spil van de Divine Comedy, heeft wellicht 3 nieuwe albums in de maak. Zo gaat het toch bij vele creatievelingen, bij artiesten. Is dat bij hem ook het geval?
Yes, although it's ironic that when you're sort of stuck and you've no sort of possibility of really going and doing anything, it becomes a sort of a negative mood, really. And that's, I don't thrive on negativity. I write much more when I'm sort of happy. So between the pandemic and the US election, I've just been like, oh God, I don't want to write, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have other things on the boiler. I can't really tell you about them, unfortunately, but they're just not Divine Comedy. They're just other things. But you'll see in the end.
Eigenlijk componeert Hannon vooral in periodes waarin hij zich goed voelt. Weg van alle negativity. En dat hoor je trouwens in zijn muziek. Neil Hannon en de Divine Comedy.
Absent friends, here's to them. And happy days, we thought that they would never end. Here's to absent friends. Little Jean Seberg seemed so full of life, but in those eyes such troubled dreams. Oh, little Jean, Woodbine Willie couldn't rest until he given every bloke a final smoke before the killing. Oh, Woodbine Willie. Steve McQueen jumped the first one clean, but the great escape he tried to make was not to be. Maybe next time, Steve. Like a flu, through inky blue, to like a near the atmosphere, and like a new, like his life was through. Was a lonely child. He fought and won acceptance from the world. They smiled, they laughed, they praised, they drove poor Oscar to his grave. Oh,
Neil Hannon heft het glas op zijn Absent Friends. Zo heette ook het achtste album van zijn band, The Divine Comedy. En dat weten we ook dankzij de heruitgave nu Venus, Cupid, Folly and Time. 30 Years of the Divine Comedy. Een verzamelbox is dat die platenfirma Pias uitbrengt. En daarin zitten alle Divine Comedy albums. Absent Friends dus, Fin de siècle, Casanova, Promenade. Heel kunstzinnige titels allemaal. Gelinkt aan cultuur, aan kunst. Af en toe een term in het Frans. That's so very chic. Neil Hannon. Ja, in zo'n overzicht maken, zo'n cd-box. Ja, dat is werken natuurlijk. Dat is een beetje zoals een fotoalbum maken.
There was an awful lot of digging through the through boxes in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have listened to about, you know, a couple of hundred demo cassettes and DATs and old CDs.
Mm-hmm. You have a DAT player still working?
I had to get one in order to play them. And I found some incredible things that I'd forgotten about, really. The craziest thing on the box set, in the box set, is the Juvenilia CD, which has the contents of a cassette I made of my earliest songs when I was a teenager. And I'd actually put together this tape thinking, well, I'll need this in 30 years' time for the box set. And it came to pass. I did need it. And, you know, it's terrible, but it's fascinating at the same time.
Even zo'n demootje van de jonge Neil Hannon. Logic versus Emotion, een fragment uit Fanfare for the Comic Muse. Muziek uit 1990, het eerste album was dat voor The Divine Comedy. Nu, 30 jaar later, klinkt dat als een demo, al dus Neil Hannon. En toch voor ons klinkt het als ook Divine Comedy, vintage Divine Comedy. Melodieus en ironisch, tenminste geestig. Soms is het toch bijna comedy, niet?
I would just say that I wouldn't say it's out-and-out comedy. And obviously comedians are much, much better at, you know, being funny than I am. But I suppose some of my stuff makes you smile. And there is an element of humor. But I think it's more to do with, you know, the way that some authors write novels and they're sort of... They can be quite funny, but it's not really funny for the sake of being funny. It's in order to illuminate a point,
I suppose. This book deals with epiphenomenalism, which has to do with consciousness as a mere accessory of physiological processes whose presence or absence makes no difference. Whatever are you doing?
Afro Ben. Cervantes.
Okay.
Daniel Defoe.
Chris Friday.
Samuel Richardson. Henry Fielding, Lawrence Stern, Mary Wollstonecraft, Jane Austen, Sir Walter Scott, Leo Tolstoy, Honoré de Balzac, Edgar Allan Poe, Charlotte Bronte, Emily Bronte, Anne Bronte,
hello?
Nikolai Gogol,
best cheese,
Gustave Flaubert, Weep, William Makepeace Thackeray,
call me William Makepeace Thackeray,
Nathaniel Hawthorne,
the letter A,
Herman Melville,
ahoy there,
Charles Dickens,
what is it so beautiful? Come up here,
Anthony Trollope. Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Here comes Steve.
Mark Twain.
I can't even spell Mississippi.
George Eliot. Emile Zola.
Tattoos.
Henry James.
How is war?
Thomas Hardy.
Liar.
Joseph Conrad.
Oh, bloody boring writer.
Catherine Mansfield. Wharton.
Hello, Mr. James.
D.H. Lawrence.
Never heard of it.
E.M. Forster.
Never heard of it.
Happy the man, and happy he alone, who in all honesty can call today his own. He who has lost yesterday's dead and gone. I want to live today.
The Book Lovers, Neil Hannon in een muzikale wandeling door een bibliotheek in een universiteit van Dublin of Belfast. Zou Neil Hannon eigenlijk een groot lezer zijn? Dat moet hij toch zijn?
I read so much when I was, you know, in my teens and early 20s. And then I slightly got out of the habit as, you know, the career took off in the mid-90s. And I never really got back into it in the way that I had been, which is sad. I mean, I was never a very fast reader. It takes me, you know, a fortnight to read one book at least. I have a problem in that I really like kind of classic novels and kind of 19th and early 20th century novels, but they can be quite sort of difficult to read, I suppose. Now, if I read contemporary novels, they're much easier, but they kind of bore me. The language is just sort of not as interesting. So I wish I liked contemporary novels more.
Hannon houdt van de klassiekers in de literatuur. De schrijvers uit The Book Lovers van daarnet. Veel meer dan van de boeken van nu. En verder is hij een trage lezer. Dus een grote lezer was hij vooral toen hij jong was. 30 jaar terug, voor zijn carrière begon.
Funny, funny little smile. Like a guilty child trying to fool you.
Funny, like Zsa-Zsa Gabor. Not funny, ha-ha, more funny, peculiar.
You're strangely attractive.
You're oddly adorable.
And the funny little fact is,
funny, peculiar, you are the one.
Funny little face, like a sunny day in the middle of winter.
You're funny, like a minor chord. There isn't a reason for, they just throw it in there.
You're strangely attractive.
You're odd.
funny, peculiar. You are the one for me, honey, yes, indeed. You're the one for me, honey, yes, indeed. You're
funny,
peculiar. Strangely attractive, you're madly magnificent, and the funny little fact is, funny peculiar, you are the one for me, honey, yes indeed, you're the one for me, honey, yes indeed, you're funny peculiar, that is what you.
Cathy, Davy en Neil Hannon, ergens tussen Broadway en Noord-Ierland. Funny Peculiar op een van die meer recente albums. Foreverland van de Divine Comedy. Zou je de dingen nu anders opnemen als je ze nu zou maken, Neil Hannon? Anders zingen, anders schrijven, anders arrangeren? Een beetje soberder misschien?
Well, if I was to try and answer your question, I'd say probably yes. If I had to do that, I would have made certain changes in retrospect. And also, you were talking about the book lovers from Promenade, and I was thinking to myself, that is only, it's only possible to write something like that when you're 23, 24, and you're sort of high on classic literature. You're high on sort of intellectualism. I'm 50 now, and it means, you know, I couldn't possibly write it because I just don't care that much. It doesn't mean that it's not good, and I love it because I did write it when I wrote it, and I'm glad I did because I couldn't write it now. Do you see?
Yeah.
take the National Express. Neil Hannon and the Divine Comedy, From Sea to Shining Sea. Heel Britain en Europa door. En tot in de nieuwe wereld, althans in pre-coronatijden. Maar in de plaats van concerten te spelen, trakteert Hannon nu op zijn volledige werken. Zijn verzamelde werken in de cd-box met als ronkende titel Venus, Cupid, Folly and Time. 30 Years of the Divine Comedy. Maar ja, een gelukkig man eigenlijk. Neil Hannon, 50 geworden. Denkt hij soms al aan zijn pensioen?
I don't know. I think I've been sort of semi-retired for about 10 years now. Because I'm so lazy. I enjoy sort of everything I do for a living. But I don't want to do it all the time. So, you know, we live in the country. And I'm very happy to kind of potter around doing other things. But, you know, I do get bored, and eventually I will go and make an album and take it on tour. So, my life is cool. I like it.
Met zijn werkritme, zijn trage werkritme, voelt hij zich eigenlijk al zo'n tiental jaar als een artiest op zijn pensioen. En verder heeft hij geen klagen. Zijn vrouw niet, zijn 5 honden niet. Good old Neil Hannon.
Radio 1. Time out.